Well, it's time for our local hero report from CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture, with CESA Executive Director Phil Corman. How you doing, Phil?
Good. Doing great, Bob.
And our special guest today, the co-owner of the Five-Eyed Fox in Turner's Falls, Ashley Arthur, is here. Good morning.
Good morning. We opened in October of 2014 with a beer and wine license. We were making all of the food behind the bar, so basically like a very limited visible kitchen.
Right.
Really positive response to the food in our community. We were able to expand into a kitchen space behind the dining room. Throughout the past year, been slowly rolling out a full food program, working also with the state and getting our full liquor license so we can have a cocktail program.
You've got a great list for draft beer too.
Yeah, my partner Eric does a really great job at putting together the draft list and working with a bunch of the breweries that surround us.
I know you get very creative with the local bounty, especially during the warmer, the spring and summer months.
Muskmelons just came into season, and I love muskmelons.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a few things with those. Depending on the week, we have them in a salad or as a dessert. Right now, we have a muskmelon cream soda on. We make it with the Harold's Sweet Cream ice cream, and then also we make a whole bunch of muskmelon jam. So that comes either with, you know, our house-made toast. We use Four Star Farms flours to make our sourdough. And
I think a lot of people who even do buy local may not realize that melons are a short season here. So many different melons that you can buy, and the smells that come from these melons are just great. Can we taste the jam?
Yeah.
So it's pretty sort of stunning. Golden looking.
And it's speckled with vanilla bean.
This is the musk melon jam.
Yes.
This is extraordinary. Or I'm the last person that likes to try new things, but this is really good.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know what to expect, but yeah, pretty good. I understand that you have farmers that actually work at Five-Eyed Fox.
Yeah. I think that's a very common thing in the Valley because we do have an off farming season a good portion of the year. Yeah, two of our most amazing employees also grow 80% of our greens, and they also grow amazing herbs and some great zucchinis.
I bet you don't have any trouble getting them out of bed in the morning.
No, they're both rock stars. They're always like so bright and peppy.
Honest Wait, isn't that one of the places where you buy some of your brew?
Yeah, absolutely. They are making incredible beers, and they're also like really nice, cool people.
Can I take another bite?
Yeah, go for the bite. Why did you choose to locate your restaurant in Turner's Falls?
Turner's Falls is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful place down by the Cove, like Unity Park. A lot of people who live in the town are there because they care about the town. Our community is really tight-knit.
We were at Barton Cove not long ago, and then we roam around the town. We went down to the Creamy and all that. It seems like a great place for kids. You see a lot of kids out on skateboards and bikes.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of that has to do with low traffic to some degree, but the park itself, Unity Park, is just such a great park for kids. There's a lot going on there.
So what are some of like the joys and challenges of sourcing locally?
One of the biggest joys for me is working directly with the people who are growing and handling our food from seed to plate. The quality of the food is really incredible because it's not traveling far, and you can get things that are in the peak, the height of their season. Fun to create a seasonal menu based on what is actually growing around you. Having to figure out what's a fun and creative and enjoyable way to present this item that we can get so near to home.
What else did you bring for Bob to taste?
So I brought in a pickled Cubanelle pepper. One of our most popular items is our house Caesar salad. Top it with some form of pickled item, like a peppercini on a classic pizza house salad. We get the Cubanelles from Kitchen Garden Farm, and then we're able to pickle them, and it almost like creates the sensation of a peppercini in a salad.
Whoa.
About that.
Awesome. A sensation.
Awesome. Here's reluctant Bob about to taste something else he's never tasted.
It's going to be like nostalgic, you know, and that's something I really like to create in my food.
Jesus. That's strong.
But not too spicy.
No. My father would say that will put hair in your chest. No, that's good. It's got a lot of taste to it.
Yeah.
We're talking to Ashley Arthur, who's the co-owner of Five-Eyed Fox in Turner's Falls, and Phil Corman, the executive director for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. Somebody mentioned Barney the cat.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you're not going to cook Barney.
Well, we'll see. It depends on if he keeps up with his teenage attitude he's been going through lately. Barney is our neighbor's cat. She adopted him, and before she took him home to her apartment, brought him to the rescue. He thinks that's his home and that he owns the place.
So there's three co-owners.
Yeah, he's good.
So he's an attraction. people would come far and wide just to see Barney.
Absolutely. Yeah. And rightfully so. He's a very special guy.
So it's so great what, you know, Five Eyed Fox is doing as a restaurant. And it's really what, you know, we've been wanting to do for a while, which is to really start highlighting again and again the restaurants that have made this kind of commitment to the farmers who are serving up the best ingredients. Great opportunity for all of us to experiment and go to a different restaurant than maybe we normally go. Check out Turner's Falls if you haven't been there.
I'm going to take one more bite out of this.
All right.
Pickled Cuban bell pepper.
He's holding his breath. He's going for it. And
woo,
he's there.
Yeah. Man, I can see why this is popular.
Thanks. Yeah. Our food program that I definitely would like to talk about. We've started doing full animal butchery. We were able to get a half a pig from Sage Farm down the road in Montague.
You have a commitment to using every part of the animal.
Absolutely. I personally just really dislike wastefulness, especially in factory farming and the large food manufacturing culture. You know, it's more traditional methods of cooking to buy a full animal and use every single part. There are ways to do that that are absolutely delicious. Things like sausage, head cheese.
So one of the beauties of a restaurant like yours that's sourcing locally is things never stay the same because it depends on what you're able to get from your farmers.
Which makes it all the fun. It never gets boring.
We've been talking to the co-owner of Five Eyed Fox in Turner's Falls and Phil Corman, the executive director for CISA. And this has been our Local Hero Report. Ashley Arthur, thanks for coming in.